This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, January 28th. Okay, so the Fed didn't cut rates today, and that was expected, but we did have two dissenting Fed folks on the FOMC. It was Christopher Waller. He was the gentleman that saw the decline in the labor market before the downward revisions. So he has a lot of credibility, and he is one of the candidates to become the next Fed chairman. And the other was Stephen Moran, who is a Trump appointee, but Stephen thinks that the Fed should have economic models versus react to old data. And frankly, I agree with him. So they didn't cut, but I guess the surprising thing is they did acknowledge that the job market was stabilizing. But, of course, this week, well, actually today, we had news that Amazon's laying off 16,000 more people, and UPS is laying off 30,000. So 46,000 jobs in one day is a lot, okay? So we were hoping that, I was hoping that that would get the Fed's attention, and it apparently didn't. I hope the consumer confidence report the other day also gets their attention, because that was an incredible drop. So, and it's the lowest in 12 years, lower than COVID. So there's something wrong with consumers. They're in a really bad mood. And that's that. Now, as far as stock market's concerned, you might have noticed that we're doing good because all the data center stocks are coming out with their earnings. Today, our big winner was GE Vernova, but data centers are still driving the economic growth out there. And before today, we had, and I mentioned it earlier, we had Micron Technology, which was bought in managed accounts on Monday, and that's still running. And we also had Seagate Technology, that's a storage, and that obviously beat, got higher, and that's doing amazingly well. In fact, as I talked, it's up 19%. So we're having a great month, folks. I just did my growth investor newsletter, and we're beating the market by the biggest margin in the last 22 months. And if we stay at this pace, we're on track to earn 114% this year. Now, we probably will not stay at this pace. So maybe we'll only be up 60 or 80% this year. But we're off to a great start, okay? And earnings are working. Obviously, I've got a lot of gold stocks. I just did a MarketBuzz video talking about 19 of them. So they're going nuts. And you know, it's interesting out there. I think the dollar is very weak, and Trump wants a weak dollar, but the dollar should be strengthening. But I think the main reason the dollar is weak is just a lot of international investors don't like our president. They find him caustic, and whether that's right or wrong, that's what they're doing. But he wants a weak dollar, so he's doing whatever he's doing. He's getting what he wants. But I do think the dollar is going to strengthen quite a bit because we are the slowest country to cut rates. We have the strongest economy. And you know, what are you going to do? Put your money in China and watch them devalue their currency? You're going to put your money in Japan and get next to nothing? You're going to, Britain and Europe are going to have to be cutting rates because their economies are just horrific. Oh, the other interesting news that's going on today is Howard Lutnick, our Commerce Secretary, basically asked Mercedes to move to America. And as you know, they have a big plant in Alabama, and their electricity costs there are about a fourth of what they are in Germany. And he's trying to get them to move the whole operations to America. And this isn't the first time these guys have brought this up, but it just shows how aggressive the Trump administration is on onshoring. And obviously, Mercedes politely declined. But there's no doubt that if they were operating in America, they would be making more money. Okay? So we'll see if the financial pressure continues to push them our way. And obviously, in the past, Trump has offered to give the work visas to anybody that comes over in case we have to bring workers. And so that's, I find that very interesting. You know, it is every country for itself. And this is going to make America a better place. And but it's unbelievably aggressive. But Howard Lutnick, to his credit, is the Commerce Secretary, and his job is to build business. And if he wants to raid big companies in Germany and make a move here, more power to him. But I find that interesting. And I'm sure Chancellor Merz of Germany is not too happy with Howard Lutnick, but at least he planted a seed. And we'll see if Mercedes moves more of their operations to America, which they should. So with that said, otherwise, let's just enjoy earnings season. It's working. We're having a great time. The data center stuff is leading the way. The gold is doing great. I just think let's let the earnings drop kick and drive our stocks higher. So we're having a lot of fun. We're off to a great start this year, and I hope we make a lot of money. Take care, everybody. Slowly Navalier.